God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word that God wants us to place ourselves in this word is from the prophet Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, O son of man, can these bones live? I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about how hard it is to live as a Christian. How hard it is to live as a believer in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I just don't mean people who stand or sit and say, I'm very spiritual. I'm meaning those who believe in Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Savior, the Redeemer of us all. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me, comes to the Father, but through me. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want you to think about that life that you live. It is very tough to live as a Christian. It always has been. It always will. Sometimes we can even put ourselves in this illustration, or should I say, I can put myself in this illustration. An EMT was talking to an individual, and this individual said, what's the most curious case that you've ever seen in your time as an EMT? He said, well, it was like this. We got called to go to a church because someone had died. So we get to the church and we carry out the dead person. And the guy says, well, what's so curious about that little episode? The EMT said we had to carry out four guys before we got to the dead one. What you think? I want you to think about being very, very dry. The prophet Ezekiel is referring to the house of Israel. The house of Israel had decried the Lord. Remember, they were in the wilderness, and they made the golden calf, and they worshiped that golden calf. And sometimes their faith was very, very strong. And sometimes their faith was very, very weak. And at this time, when Ezekiel, the prophet, is viewing these dry bones, it's when the house of Israel had forsaken the Lord, had pushed the Lord away, didn't want to have anything to do with them. And so now the prophet is being shown these very, very dry bones. That refers to the house of Israel, but I want you to think about yourself. I want you to think about your faith life. I want you to think about the times that you were very, very dry. I want you to think when those doubts crept into your heart and mind, is it really a God? Because I'm experiencing all of these trials and tribulations. Is there really a God that's going to help me? Is there really a God that I can pray to that will take away all my problems? Is there really a God that will make this year better than last year? Is there really a God that will take away my pain and replace it with a healthy body that is able to do many things? See, we're very dry when it comes to our faith life at times. When death happens in our lives, we wonder where God is. We wonder how His peace will come upon us. We wonder and we doubt. We become very dry. We are in need of His renewal. We are in need of revitalization. We are in need of the prophet Ezekiel saying, oh, God, can these bones live? Yes. These bones can. talks about how the body comes together, bone to bone, muscle, tendons, flesh. And yet, it is absent, the breath is absent. And where does that breath come? It comes from the power of the Word that is given to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. That Word of God makes us alive. The sacrament of Christ's body and blood given and shed for us strengthens that faith life that God has given to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. As the pastor dipped his hand into the baptismal font, said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." The Spirit came in us and created faith in our hearts and in our lives. He took very dry bones, even at its infants, and made us alive. But through our lives, through our living as those Christians here in the world, things happen. We start to fall away from Christ. And this year of the pandemic, we wonder, are people going to come back to church? Are people going to come back and feel comfortable in the church among us? We only know by God's power. We only know by God's strength. We only know by the power of the Holy Spirit that the Spirit will draw them closer to God. This is the powerful message of this day of Pentecost, of seeing the flames on the top of the heads of the disciples, seeing the power of the Holy Spirit, and seeing that power come to life, seeing how that Spirit works in us, that when we confess our sins, it is the Spirit causing us to confess our sins. When we hear the words of absolution, it is the power of the Spirit that enables that absolution to be heard and to be announced. The Spirit is very powerful in our lives, and He takes very, very dry bones, and He nourishes those bones. He nourishes them through the Word of God, and He nourishes them through us as well, so that we may continue to help others. Continue to help others see that their sins are forgiven in the Lord Jesus. To help others see that God our Father comes to build us up through the power of the Holy Spirit. That Spirit is given to us to make us holy. Do we feel holy? Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we do. Sometimes our faith is so high, we feel very holy. We feel very, very faithful. And sometimes we're down in the valley. Sometimes we're those dry bones. Sometimes we wonder if those dry bones are going to live again. But through the power of the Spirit, through God Himself, He brings to life those dry bones. He nourishes us. He nourishes us through that Word. He nourishes us through the power of the Spirit. He nourishes us so that we are enabled and empowered to celebrate this day, to celebrate Pentecost. Because on this day of Pentecost was the power of the Spirit building the church, enabling 3,000 souls to join the church. Through that power of the Spirit, we can celebrate. Through the grace of God and through the power of His Spirit, He made the valley of dry bones alive. He made your dry faith at times alive. He made you as a Christian, as a believer in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, alive in the power of the Spirit. That the things you do, the things you say as a Christian, as a believer, is the power of the Spirit. Further on in John, Jesus says, "Do not be worried or anxious about the things and the words that you are going to say and going to announce, because it will be by the power of the Holy Spirit that you're able to speak that you're able to speak on God's behalf and to share Jesus as your Lord and Savior. In Christ's holy name, amen.